Welcome, everyone. I'd like to welcome you all to our next installment of the one-hour home buyer home selling coaching call with my good friend, customer, and auction expert, Stefan Kassian. Stefan is actually calling in tonight from Oregon. Mike Barnes is also on the phone calling in from Atlanta, and I'm down in Panama City, Florida. Mike and Stefan, welcome to the call tonight.
Thanks, guys.
Mike, can you hear me, too?
Yeah, I just unmuted myself, but I'm here, Dustin.
Okay, just want to make sure you guys can all hear. This is actually our third call with Stefan Kassian on the secrets of doing round-robin auctions. But in case this is the first time you've ever tuned into one of our shows, I'm going to take a quick minute to introduce Stefan to everybody. Stefan is actually a Ph.D. in psychology, and he's currently involved in humanitarian projects around the globe. He's also been investing in real estate since he bought his first home back in 1996 for $100 down. Stefan has also shared the stage with done hundreds of seminars around the country on real estate investing. His specialty is actually doing round-robin auctions, which is why he's on the call with us tonight. He's been buying real estate, like I said, since the mid-1990s. And in doing so, he's discovered some special systems to really help you rake in the real estate profits by buying and selling houses quickly. And that's one of the things we're going to cover tonight. His specialty is selling houses fast for maximum profits using the round-robin auction method. We've done two previous calls with Stefan. On the first call, we introduced the round-robin auction method. And on the second call, we talked about the down payment auction that we use to fill our lease option properties quickly for a fixed purchase price and maximum down payment. If you guys didn't get a chance to listen to that call, you want to go back into our archives and definitely listen to that one, because with the current market conditions, this is one of the best ways to fill your properties quickly. Like I said, you can fix the purchase price and actually auction off the down payment. Now, this is our third call. And on this call, we're going to discuss selling, renting, and lease option your properties using the online auction method. And I'm going to turn over the controls to Stefan at this point, control the PowerPoint.
Well, I want to again thank everyone for getting me on this call. It's been a real pleasure, and I can't wait to share what I've learned and share it with all of you. So what we covered in two calls were why houses aren't selling in this market, why conventional auctions are falling short. And one of the biggest reasons, well, we've heard about this before, it's a subprime fallout. It's harder to get a loan than it ever has been in a long time. And a lot of us have gotten spoiled. A lot of sellers have gotten spoiled. And a house doesn't have the extra attention it needs. Why conventional auctions fall short is because many buyers now, they're not as confident that they can get a loan. So because of that, they may not go to a normal auction that an auctioneer would hold. More an investor would go to that, and they would want to get it at a discount. So we also talk about owner-held round-robin auctions and the benefits of round-robin auctions. By doing an auction ourselves, we have so much more flexibility than if we went through an auctioneer. We can really control a lot of things. We can direct it, night it. Plus, we can do all sorts of creative things that we're going to teach you today that no one else in the country is doing, quite frankly. The benefits around round-robin auctions, well, there's so many we can mention. We're talking everything from being able to control when you want to sell a house, the peace of mind that you have, knowing that any house you have, you can get moved quickly. You have a lot of flexibility and control over the kind of sale you want. You can plan and predict your cash flow. You can also get rid of the vacancy headaches and the nervous concern that you have about you can't move forward with the market the way it is, and buying more houses if you don't know if you can sell those.
Hey, Stefan.
Yes.
I want to say something real quick. We are doing this call voice over IP. Stefan and I are both on wireless networks. If you hear our audio going in and out a little bit, we do apologize if it's a little sluggish. That's kind of the nature of the beast. But hopefully you can hear us, though we may sound a little slurred at times. So please just bear with us. And I do want to remind everyone that during this call, you can submit your questions via the GoToWebinar interface.
Yes,
and we'll be attempting to answer them throughout the call if possible, and at the end of the call for sure. So please feel free to send them those calls. And like I said, we apologize if our audio is coming through a bit sluggish at times.
That's a great point, Dustin. And it just tells us the power of what we can actually deliver here, that we can convey everything we want to over here, which is great. We also talked about special round-robin auction twists, such as first-time home buyer auctions, how to sell a house for full value, for full appraisal, or even more, and not even ever have the price up for bid. So this is some really exciting twists. And, of course, down payment auctions. Dustin mentioned how auctioning off the down payment on a house can actually get you a lot more than what you'd ever imagine you'd get. In this market especially, people love the convenience of being able just to bid on the down payment to get into a house, not have to worry about getting that loan. So it all goes back to buying right. Well, let's also cover some statistics. It's really important to understand how important the auctions are and how they're growing. Back in 2006, auctions topped $257 billion. This is just for the U.S., 7.1% increase over 2005. The fastest growing segment of the auction industry. Even in Birmingham Business Journal, February 14th, there's this online company, Realty Bid International. It's a national online real estate auction site. The number of properties online in 2006 went up by 53% more than in the year before. So we're talking about this major trend, guys, and in this call we're going to focus and help you understand and crack the nut for online auctions, which is the next revolution. In fact, the CEO of this company, he was talking about online real estate auction capitalizes on accepting real estate auctions and technology as part of everyday life. Here we are, we're calling into this amazing webinar from all over the country, and some of us are not even on the phone. So this is the power, and we're getting more and more used to that. Obviously, eBay is a household word.
Yeah, so, and if everybody recalls the last call you and I did together, Stefan, they had to dial into the phone to hear us.
Yeah.
So this is the first 1 hour coaching call that we've done where they can actually hear us through their PC speakers. And myself, I'm actually speaking through a headset right now. Normally, I too have a phone in my hand. So the technology has advanced in the past week or two with the GoToWebinar interface. I'll say the same things are occurring in the online auction industry as well.
And this is the key, and this is what I think makes you and your group set apart so special from the rest of us, is that you guys are on the cutting edge, and more than that, you're on the cutting edge that works. And, you know, obviously auctions are the wave of the future, and on top of that, real estate auctions and the online aspect, so all of them come together. So we're talking about eBay. Right now there's 147 million potential regional, international, national buyers who surf eBay, and this is just a website, okay? You can conduct open houses 24/7, another benefit of the online revolution.
Hey, Stefan?
Yes, sir.
I want to make a comment on your first bullet there. You mentioned international buyers.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not sure how our listeners feel about selling their properties to out-of-country buyers, but that's who's buying a lot of U.S. homes right now, is international buyers. Because the euro is so much stronger than the dollar right now, they can come over here and get houses really cheap.
Well, Dustin, that's a killer point. The stuff is for sale for the international crowd, so for them to be able to access your property quickly and easily online, that's the way to go. And, again, we talked about all the advantages of an auction before, how you can get all this excitement generated for a property. There's only one of this kind property, and if you market it the way we teach, on top of it just being a great property and is ready to sell, you're going to get a ton of interest. And by making it easy for someone to get to bid online with the format they're familiar with now, holy, you open up your property to the world. So, you know, eBay, look, it's getting over almost 500,000 property hits a day, and that's just going to keep growing. eBay is one of the fastest growing, you know, internet-based companies in the world. So eBay even tells you. Go ahead, Dustin.
I was going to say, if you're interested in selling to those international buyers, eBay is the place you want to be because eBay is global.
So, so we're going to be talking about these unique features of online auctions and how you can capitalize on them. It's a really exciting call, and I'm so glad we have a chance to put this together. So eBay even tells you can generate the excitement and urgency to help you achieve maximum value in a shorter time period. And isn't that what we all want to do, especially in this kind of shaky market? There's nothing to replace the kind of confidence you feel whenever you get a house, you know you can get it moved. So we talked about what are online auctions before. Let's recap it. A round robin auction is when you set the purchase price and or down or and or monthly payment. You decide how you want to sell the house. You offer the property with the low starting down payment or price, and the highest reasonable bidder wins the property. Now, the online auction is taking that basic, now that you've mastered it, and moving it online, featuring the property online, giving the bidding and the convenience and flexibility of the online use. What's another online auction advantage is it's obviously the way we sell it, we can make it easy or no bank qualifying for the buyer and the seller. We let the owner sell the property quickly with fewer hassles than the traditional process. It gets your property cash flowing quickly. It eliminates vacancies and cash flow drain. Works even well in the down market. And an online auction also increases the audience, the accessibility. They can get to the property 24/7. And we'll go through a few examples. Some more benefits of online auctions. You get over the stress of selling houses. You can run your portfolio and not be run by it. You can get any nice property filled quickly. Again, we talked about predictability of cash flow. We can't say that enough. And protect yourself against economic ups and downs. And isn't that what we all want? We all want that peace of mind to be able to buy and sell properties easily and quickly. And in this market, if you know how to do that, you can make an absolute fortune and live the life of your dreams. Online auctions can be very well systemized because the online feature does a lot of the selling for you. It can do a lot of the bidding, and we'll go into a few examples of that.
Yeah, you can actually do it from home in your pajamas or sitting here in Panama City on the beach, you know?
That's the beauty. And someone from another country can go get a virtual tour of the property and bid on it. So you can start the online auction well before the first open house, which gives you a chance to preview the property. Obviously, buyers can bid 24/7, which is great. And I like this, and this is part of some of Dustin's expertise, too, on how to set this up. But online bidders can enter their maximum bid and let the computer bid for them in their absence. Just like in eBay, we give our features of, all right, I want to pay up to $300 for this amazing piece of furniture, but the bidding might only be at $100. So someone has a lot more control behind the scenes, which actually increases their confidence to bid higher. And the software or the program often encourages them to bid as high as possible.
Yep.
Just because they don't have to worry about it. They have a better chance of getting the deal. You're going to add something, Dustin?
Yeah, I do. These are some of the bullets that I put together, and I want to kind of run through them with you real quick, too.
Definitely.
The first bullet about starting the auction well before the first open house. On this call, in the past two calls, we talk about doing the 7-day auction or the 9-day auction if you want to get 2 weekends in there, or the 14-day auction where you have 3 weekends worth of marketing. Well, with the traditional round-robin auction, the open house is the last weekend. So let's say you're doing a 14-day auction. You could actually start the online auction on the first day.
Yeah.
And start collecting bids well before the first open house, which would be two weeks later. Or 9 days later, or 7 days later, however, you know, whatever window you want to do. So that's the beauty of the online auction. You can start getting those bids coming in right away.
And what also does, I'll add, Dustin, is that by doing that, you have a lot more predictability. You actually save your time on the open house. We've held some open houses before where it wasn't properly marketed. Maybe there was an event in town or the newspapers didn't hit the ads. And it was a waste of time to hold the open house. So by starting the online auction, we can gauge that the interest is in the right direction, and we can course correct before we get there. So that's a really great way of testing the market. Yeah.
That's a very good point. We talked about some of the failures of the auctions on the prior calls. One of the biggest failures was the what you just said, when you don't market the auction properly or you plan it on some day like the Super Bowl when nobody is going to show up. So that's really important. And, yes, this will help you gauge your response by using the online auction in conjunction with your round-robin auction. In the third bullet, where we're talking about bidders can actually enter their max bid, that's what they do on eBay, and the computer will do the bidding for them. With our online auction software that's built into our SuperSmart websites, you'll actually be able to see what their maximum bid is. With eBay, you cannot. So at least you'll know how high somebody's willing to go, and the computer will bid it up for them according to other people's bids. And then when a bidder is outbid, when their maximum bid is surpassed, they'll get an email notification telling them to log back onto the site and to up their bid. eBay does the same thing.
And the beauty of that, Dustin, is that we don't have to monitor, you know, these bids ourselves and call everybody back, and that can get very labor-intensive. You know, we don't mind doing that. I love calling back a bidder and say, look, you've been outbid. Would you like to increase your bid? And then the bidder, he or she, says, absolutely, let's increase it. So I have no objection to that, but the beauty is the software does it for you and lets you focus more on getting the deal done. So I love that fact. It's automated. It's systemized. And it just
That's correct.
Eliminates the hassle and the guesswork. So, I like the other feature, as Dustin was pointing out too. You can allow people to see the house before the official open house. And the other feature you can do with these online auctions is we can actually do a bid now or buy now. I mean, guys, isn't there some point at which it's only a big chunk of down payment you'd be willing to forego the open house and just give them the house, assuming you like the buyer? Well,
that's
you,
kind of
you
the,
have the flexibility with that. Go ahead.
That's kind of the point. And by doing the online auction, you know, a week or two before your open house, you start creating that frenzy. And when people know that you're auctioning off the house and they really do want it, they'll hand you some money now for you to stop the auction. I've had that happen many, many, many times. People say, hey, I'll give you my money now. Just stop this auction. Let me have it now. And that's the point. If they want in to see the house early before your open house, by all means, let them. Give them the lockbox code, just like you would normally anyway. So let them see it. They may hand you $10,000 the next day and ask you to stop the auction.
Well, the other beauty of online auctions, let me add this too, Dustin, is that when bidders see, like when you're trying to buy something on eBay, just any object, any furniture, and you see multiple bids happen in real time, it creates more of a feeling of trust and credibility that this is a for real event. Now and then I've had buyers sometimes, before I had a credibility issue, now I make sure we have enough documentation about ourselves and the property that they don't. But sometimes I've had buyers say, how do we know you're not adding extra bids in if we're just writing in our bids? And the truth is we don't need to because the auction runs itself. But for a bidder to see it online and see their numbers go up and see a competition, it gets them a lot more engaged and it lets the system do it. You get out of the way. And isn't that what we all want to do? We want to get out of the way so we can be in different parts of the country and a real estate business that run on their own. So, I love how Dustin mentioned you can always stop the auction. That gives such urgency. Forgive me a moment here. We have to go back one thing here. So we talk about creating demand and driving up the bid. So by starting the online auction before the open house gives people a chance to drive up the first bid and create this demand, which also is the social proof. There's that saying that, the rock star effect. You know, you're getting chased around by all these groupies. All the other groupies are going to chase right after you. In the same way, this house, you see it's a hot commodity because you've already seen bids on it, and then in your mind, as a bidder, you say, I better really jump this. So
yep. The reason I added that bullet was because when I would do just the standard round-robin auction on a Saturday and Sunday, I have the open house, that bid sheet always started off empty. There wasn't a single bid on it. And nobody seems to want to be the first bidder. And when they are, it's usually pretty low. So by starting the online auction prior to your open house, you can already have those initial bids on there. You'll have something to start with. They'll have already driven up the price a little bit. And it'll help boost your confidence and you won't have to worry about it so much.
That's beautiful. Yep, I know the feeling of that. A little bit of anxiety before, and it's always exciting to see it happen. And there's nothing like that feeling, even seeing your first bid. You started $100 down payment, and you see the bid jump to $300. There's a party that knows your auction will be a success as soon as you see that first bid. And the online gives you that extra credibility and confidence you need. So,
it helps get that feeding frenzy started. Because that's what we're trying to do with these open houses. We're trying to get as many people into the house at the same time as possible, so that they can see that you have credibility, that other people are interested in this house, and help drive up that down payment. Because this is all based on market value. Well, when the market shows up to your front door and they're all there at the same time, they will bring that house up to market value or higher.
Oh, yeah. And by allowing them to see it even beforehand, there's even a second sense of urgency because they might want to grab it, bid on it before someone else gets it in-house because they know there's going to be a lot of people there. So it really, you get this amazing reverberation effect where it kind of amplifies, and the online is such an amazing tool to make that happen. Well, what properties work well with an online auction? Well, subject to properties, properties with low interest loans, no short-term balloons. These are all properties that we buy right. And, you know, if you're marketing the right way, if you're using the systems that Dustin has that we teach, you're going to be able to get properties referred to by the boatloads with these really great terms. You want good properties. You don't want problem properties. We want affordable payments and price, something that the median, most of the buyers out there are going to want and need to afford. You want to make this as easy for yourself as possible. Properties you might want to hold around for a long time. Now is a good time to buy and hold. Let the market take its time to recover. Meanwhile, just grab the equity, get a great buyer in there. And you don't want a property with too much cash in the deal, because if we're putting the down payment up for auction, which is one of the preferred ways to do it, because we talked about how a down payment auction is one of the hottest ways to move a property today, you might be sitting around and holding onto the property for a while. So get your cash out. Maybe get some private money into the deal, or, you know, get an investor to refinance, or just make sure you don't have too much cash in the deal. We talked about median price homes. That's important. What properties don't work well with online auctions? Well, this also applies to regular round robin auctions, but even more with online, because people end up also comparison shopping, and you want to make sure it's a good deal. Unusual properties, too small, too obsolete, we don't want that. Homes needing substantial repair, be careful on that. I mean, that's a different category of auction. That could be a wholesale auction for investors, but you definitely won't make that much as far as a price. You're going to get people are going to want a much bigger discount. So keep that in mind.
Well, Stefan, you know how we do assignments?
$5,000,
$6,000, $7,000, $8,000. It's the same principle. Instead of getting a down payment for $5,000 or $10,000, you're just trying to get that assignment fee. And let them bid it up.
It's absolutely beautiful. And then the high-end luxury homes, I'm not saying they won't work necessarily well at all, but in our experience, we found that it's just a different market. And it's not as a reliable. But if you can get a high-end home tied up and get a phenomenal deal and not have anything at risk, this is a great way to test market, because you have so little in expense, so little exposure, and you'll know very quickly. Your market will tell you online almost immediately with feedback. You're going to add, Dustin?
Yeah, I was going to say one more thing about the wholesale auction is that, you know, a lot of investors will come in here and say, hey, well, this house needs really too many repairs, right? They try to beat you up just like we beat them up if we were buying the house.
Right.
Well, when you have multiple investors there who are willing to pay more than the other guy, we'll let them beat each other up. Right?
Yes, absolutely. And
one guy's saying there's too many repairs. The next guy comes along and says, no, that's just fine. I'll offer you $1,000 more.
And when they're bidding online, they know other investors want it. They know other investors are watching it. So they're not going to pull out the same shenanigans. They need to determine for themselves, is this a good deal for me? What's the most I'm willing to pay? And then they just put in their bid and let the market do what it needs to. So I think doing it online helps bulletproof and foolproof your auction, because it just takes on a life of its own. That's what I love about it. Over-leveraged homes with no equity. This one is a big concern. I have seen some people try to auction off a potential price and then short sell it and then sell it to the buyer, assuming the short sale goes through. And that's just, to me, a little too speculative. I'd rather see you guys make the quick cash, like the wholesale type auctions or the down payment auctions. Those are super reliable ones. And we don't have to forget price auctions, but, you know, in this market, they expect a much bigger discount. So I like the down payment, because over time you will get a much better price.
Stefan?
Yes, sir.
Since we're talking about over-leveraged homes, I do have a question from the audience that would fit that bullet. This is from Veld. I think her name's Veld in Dayton, Ohio.
Yes.
She says she lives in Dayton, Ohio, and properties are selling very low. I know that happens to be true, because I have a property up in Akron, Ohio, which is a very similar market. She says, I have a high mortgage on the property, and I'm wanting to sell the property just to clear the loan. What would be the best way to approach the market? some background. The house was built in 1929 and does need updates. However, it's in livable condition. And that's really all she told me. So she's making it sound like it may be, I won't say over leveraged, but she did say it has a high mortgage and it does need some repairs.
Yeah.
So is an auction going to be a viable solution for her based on what we just said about over leveraged homes?
Well, a couple of thought stuff, and I'd like to hear your input too, because we make a great team collaborating on this. If someone owes too much, unless it's some exceptional terms, I'd be very reluctant on a down payment auction, but I might even test it. Maybe there is someone who doesn't mind taking over the payments on this house with whoever has the most down. But if that's not realistic, I might consider, if it were me, auctioning this as a wholesale and mention that this is subject to a short sale approval by the bank. So the highest bidder may get the house, but we have to get it approved as a short sale. So, you know, it's got some contingencies around it, and that's something to experiment with, but those are my two ideas from the limited I know. What else do you think?
She did say she wants to sell the property to get out of the loan, so I doubt she's going to want to do a down payment auction.
I think we're talking short sale.
Yeah, well, she just said it had a high mortgage, but she didn't say how high. She didn't say if it was over leveraged or not. But because homes are selling low and her mortgage is high, she could try a retail auction to attempt to get this house sold. All she'd be in for, since it's her house, is the marketing expenses.
So well, that's a really good point.
If she could drive enough people to the property and get them in there, she may find a buyer, and they may be willing to bid it up over and above what a mortgage is. I don't know, because like I said, she didn't give me those kind of details, but she did say it did need some repairs, but it's livable.
Mm-hmm.
So the fact that she said it's livable may mean that it needs substantial repairs. I'm not really sure about that. But before you'd want to do an open house with a high loan, you'd want to probably make sure those repairs have been made. Otherwise, people aren't going to buy it and want to pay top dollar for it.
Very good call. I'd also add that one of the types of auctions that we've had great success with is called the starter home auction. And this is where we actually sell a house that's the average price or below in the market. We sell it for the appraisal value. What we do is we get a mortgage broker in play, and they figure out the best possible program, and we pay all the closing costs. We market it as, you know, this will be your monthly payment. The best applicant gets it. So there's a certain set of forms I use for that. It may or may not work well with down payment auction. We can combine it with an application and a down payment, but at least we can get people interested in calling, and that might generate some activity around the house. Like you said, Dustin, we don't know all the details, so we can give some big picture ideas, and it's up to the homeowner to decide what they need to do next.
Exactly, but hopefully that helped a little bit, Bill. Like I said, we just don't have enough detail to give you any more specifics, but maybe they'll get you going in the right direction.
Yeah, good one. Well, basic steps of an online auction. You know, the online mirrors the non-online or the conventional round robin or owner held, but you have to know the basics first, because they'll just repeat themselves with online. I mean, we obviously select the property. We talk about the kind of property we want, where the rents cover the mortgage payments, the good loan terms we want to keep for cash flow. Select the pricing strategy. We have a few different items we can offer up for grabs. We can set the price. This is the kind of a cash auction. We can set the terms and decide if those want to be bid up or not. Or we can set it up online for the down payment bid, which is one of my favorite, and I think Dustin likes this one too, because
yes,
you make it easy for someone to get into, and this is the ideal commodity for someone who doesn't have great credit or just wants the free home, wants to get a chance to own a home without some of the hassles. Get the property ready. Don't forget the basics. Clean the house. Stage it. We like scented candles, all the good smelly stuff. Make it as appealing as possible, because remember, you're selling a home, not just a house. That's what triggers the bidding frenzy. Because remember, people buy on emotion, and then they back it up logically and rationally. So you want to get them emotionally engaged.
Yep.
Make sure you have enough information about the property.
Yeah, I was going to say, if it's a pretty house, it needs to be ready to sell. Clean, all repairs made, ready to sell. If it's a wholesale junker, repairs aren't so important because your wholesale buyer is going to be doing it anyway. But the whole purpose of that open house is to get people into that house and say, oh my gosh, I have to have this house. You want them to fall in love with it. And when you get multiple people in the room and they're all in love with your house, that's where the feeding frenzy is created. That's how you drive the bids up. You want all these people to want your house.
That's right. And if it's a wholesale type house that needs a lot of work, the investors will fall in love with the opportunity and the equity and the money, the cash they can make by buying it, fixing it up, reselling it. They might flip it too, but they want to fall in love with the idea of it too.
Exactly.
Same success for online auctions. I mean, we do ads in 7 to 9 days and signs, and we talked about different sign numbers. But I'd also add that as we're going in here, we can do that. We can start the online auction immediately, 2 to 3 weeks before the actual open house, so we can actually prepare, anticipate, and course correct based on the feedback you're getting on stuff. Which
yep.
I really like that way. It's you can waste good money on ads if you don't do it correctly. Go ahead, Dustin.
Yep, and I was going to say, everybody, check out that first bullet where it says 7 to 9 days. I just want to make sure you realize if you do a 7-day auction, you only get 1 weekend worth of advertising.
Mm-hmm.
If you do a 9-day auction, you get 2 weekends worth of advertising. And if you do a 14-day auction, you get 3 weekends worth of advertising. So I just wanted you to make sure you're aware of that. So the 7-day auction, you only get to really advertise the weekend of and the
yep.
5 business days prior to. So keep that in mind. That's why a lot of times we'll say a 9-day auction to get those 2 weekends worth of ads in there.
And we're also talking about continuous, one day after the other, 7 continuous days, not over 7 days spread out over a month. We want continuous so you get the intensity traffic driven there, and that's an important point. Some people might want to save on the advertising, but then you kind of hurt yourself on the results.
Well,
signs are important. Go ahead.
I was going to say, from my experience, when I placed the ads in the classified section, if you do just weekend only, it seems to be about the same price as the whole week.
Yeah. Might as well just
like
do the whole week?
It's like they penalize you for only buying the weekend. They want you to buy the whole week, and it's usually about the same price or slightly more.
Yes. So the package deal is the way to go. And doing an online auction does not allow you of doing the basics. I mean, you've got to understand the basics and then add the online as the icing on the cake. We want to have a ton of signs out there. We're going to give you a few examples of great signs that have worked for us. And putting the signs 24 to 48 hours prior to the open house, because a lot of times they'll get pulled up. So we want to put a lot out there, drive the traffic. If we're doing it online, we're going to include a website where people can actually not just go and see the house online, but start bidding online, which is really exciting. Flyers are no-brainers. In fact, I was just driving on the way. The driver was taking me on the way to the airport, and I saw a sign for 5,000 flyers for $59, a penny a piece. So that was a great deal, and to get those distributed during an auction or when we're trying to sell a house, flyers make money. They always do. Internet ads and direct mail. So, we haven't talked much about this, Dustin, but, you know, with YouTube and Google, we can actually do a little video and click get it into YouTube and get into some of the search engines. But the key is to get it into the website online. Get the bidding going.
Yeah.
Do you have any more thoughts?
I was going to say, I don't do a lot of direct mail myself, but realtors do. You'll get a lot of email mail pieces from realtors say, hey, I got a new listing in your neighborhood, or I just sold a house in your neighborhood. Why? Because they want you to know, so you'll hire them. I don't personally do a lot of direct mail because I flyer the exact same neighborhoods.
So, right. That's right, Dustin. It's one or the other. Direct mail is good. We have a buyer's list, so there are times when we actually just direct mail right to the buyer's list.
Mm-hmm.
We have a few hundred, and not all of them check their emails or the emails go obsolete. So I like the direct mail because it actually reaches them. But, paper in front of somebody works. Flyers in the neighborhood are great because the neighbors are usually the ones who know someone who they want to live at the house.
That's correct.
So we talk about
internet,
open house. Go ahead.
Internet ads is things like Craigslist, putting your property on some of your buddy sites, like buyowner.com, things like that, eBay.
A lot of incredible free exposure, and a lot of our homes now we're buying and selling on Craigslist before we even get to auction them. So that's exciting, and then that's another great feature that a lot of stuff is online and it's free. But we really just got to hop on this.
And if you have a strong buyer's list, those are what we like to call realtors call it their pocket listings, their regular list of buyers. Well, if you have a strong buyer's list, you can send out your flyer to your buyer's list and have it sold before you even need to do an auction. You can literally have it sold, the minute you send out an email, somebody says, hey, I'm ready, I want it, I got the money, let's go. So keep
and
that in mind.
when the market knows that you have the power of options behind you, they sense it, that they know this house is going to be gone, whether they get it or someone else does. That makes sure they're serious, and they put this at the top of their priority list to grab it. They know you have a good product, and it creates a lot of social proof that we talked about, that you know anytime you get a house, you know you have it sold. That creates so much more confidence and so much more of a posture for you to deal with the public because they know you have a good, desirable product. So on an online auction, you know, we're going to open house and get the bids. People can actually enter the bids into the computer, and if they don't, you can enter it for them. And then we call back the bidders, but if they're bidding online, the system will do that for you. Normally, if someone is having, if we have an open house for a few hours on Sunday, we have to call them back manually. You have to call them back by hand, by phone, at night, on Sunday night. And that can be a little time-consuming, still rewarding. I mean, who doesn't want to call someone and make another extra $1,000, $2,000, $3,000, $4,000? But by having it online, the online system does that for you. That's what's so beautiful about this. And, you know, whether you do it online or in person, you can collect a deposit and sign a lease option. We're having more and more customers now, buyers, ask if we accept credit cards, or we're starting to move into accepting PayPal for down payments, just to get them, because the world is getting more comfortable with online, in fact, more comfortable online than with cash deposits as they used to. It's a trend that we're capturing. We're riding that wave and making people making it as easy for them to buy a house as it would be a car. You know, we just want to make it that foolproof and easy.
Yep. And, Stefan, I want to, if you go back a slide real quick, wanted to say if you guys have any questions, go ahead and start sending those questions in via the GoToWebinar interface. Mike's going to make sure we get those questions so we can answer them later in the call. And on bullet number 6 here, it says call back bidders. If you're strictly doing an online auction, the only person you really need to call back is the winning bidder, correct?
Yep.
However, if you're combining this with your offline auction, your traditional round-robin auction, and you have the round-robin call that night at 8 o'clock, those are what I call your offline bidders. The people at your open house that you don't talk into logging into the website and bidding online, they can bid on that piece of paper. And when they bid on that piece of paper, you'll need to bid on their behalf that night via the auction software that we have. And you can bid on their behalf because they're going to give you their maximum bid. And when they're outbid, you need to call those people back. So the only people you'll have to be calling back is the offline bidders. Everybody else will be bidding online. You're just bidding on the behalf of your offline bidders because they're not online for whatever reason. It could be some grandpa who didn't even have a computer. So you're dealing with him on the phone, then you enter his bid onto the website, and he bids just like everybody else does.
I like that because the other thing I like that about Dustin is that the computer keeps track of all the bids for you in a sense. I mean, it saves the convenience of having to scribble down these numbers and sometimes losing track when it's going frenzy and frantic. So the computer is just a great way to track it, see your results, and let the rest of the world know what's going on with the bids. Sometimes when we've done it offline, we've had buyers who are in the list who bid high, but I still have to call everybody back who's remaining on the list. These other people call us and say, hey, what's going on? We haven't heard from you yet. I said, well, I haven't gotten down the list yet. But if they're watching it online, they just sit back, know the computer's going to email them and going to keep them on track. So it keeps them more trusting and engaged in the process. So I really love the online format. So let's talk about a few online auction listings. Dustin, why don't you take this one from the top? This is a really beautiful example.
Well, this is an example of an online auction listing on our super smart websites. It's the one highlighted there in red. And if you look at the others down below, those are non-auction properties. The third one down there is a standard round-robin auction where we're simply advertising it on the website. Can you go back a slide there? Yeah. So number one is an online auction where we're auctioning it right on the website. Number two is not. It's just a regular listing. Number three is a regular listing where we're just advertising the fact that we're going to have a round-robin auction. So do you guys get the difference? One is a real online auction. The other one just mentions round-robin auction at the house. Okay,
so this is an important distinction. This is an important distinction, Dustin, because we're talking about we can advertise a round-robin auction online, or and or we can actually run the auction online, where people can bid online. So people can bid online or offline, but you were still talking about advertising it online just because of the exposure you get.
And let me take a I've got a question here that's kind of relevant to this topic, but and here's the question. One second. This is from Naveen. She's asking about the online auction software, where to find it. All you got to do is give us a call at our office or visit supersmartwebprofits.com. She's asking how long it's been around and how well has it been proven. I'd say it's been around for at least, I'd say about 4 years, since around, what's this, 2008?
Yeah.
It's been around for at least 4 or 5 years. We've had this on the site. And we've been tweaking it for years, so it's well proven, and many, many people, including myself, have used the software to sell their houses, strictly do it online auctions or doing it in conjunction with their round-robin auctions. And
mm-hmm.
that's what we were just talking about. Before the online auction existed on our website, we simply advertised the fact that we're having an auction on the website. Okay?
Yep.
So you couldn't actually bid on the website, but you could read about the auction. It'd tell you when the open house is. It'd tell you where to go, you know, how to register, how to do those kind of things. But when we came out with the online auction software, you could actually do it all online and bid right online. And the page you're looking at now is just an example. At the very top of the page, you'll see all the auction information. Where you see the picture of the house, from there down is a standard property listing. So if you hit the next slide, Stefan, you'll see where it looks like a regular page. Can you hit back, too, real quick?
Yeah.
Back one, right there. So up top, you can see what the current bid is. This is just an example, but currently it's zero. There's 17 hours remaining. You can see the start and end time. You can see when the open house is. You'll be able to see the number of bids. You'll be able to see that here they're bidding for the purchase price. That would either say purchase price, down payment, or rent. You'll be able to see how many bids are there. You'll be able to read the bidding rules. You'll be able to register to bid and bid right there in the interface.
That's amazing. We'll go back to the international from another country could actually bid on this house and not be able to, even if they can't visit it, which is something so beautiful about this, that you open up a whole other spectrum of potential buyers and bidders and competition, open up to the entire planet, not just simply your local neighborhood.
And that's a good point.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good point, because on this page, down where it says contact information, down in that section of the page, and on the next slide, is where you could have a link to a video. This example doesn't have one, but you could actually link to a video. And everybody's got a cell phone now that'll do, usually most of them do, you know, little videos. And if you don't have a cell phone that does that, you can get a video camera to do a little walkthrough. And you can take them on a tour of the house, talk about each room, whatever you want to tell them, and turn it into a WMV file and upload it to your website. And they can view it right on your page. And if you notice the previous page, it said the bidding is in U.S. dollars. Well, that's for a very good reason, because international folks do bid on these auctions because they want to move to the U.S. or get a summer home in the U.S., et cetera. So,
right now, things are on sale for them. So keep in mind, this could open up a huge door of opportunity for a lot of people who turn this on to an international crowd. So this is great examples, and we talk about a down payment auction sign. So home for sale to bidder with highest down payment. People can go right onto the website at the bottom, and there they'll either get the information about the auction or they can actually bid online. So you have the flexibility in how you set it up. Same thing here. This was an example of a down payment auction sign. This is an example of a purchase price auction sign, home sold to highest reasonable offer. Difference between that and the highest down payment bid. That's how you distinguish for the public and let them know which ones they can bid on. Online down payment auction sign for sale by owner. This one, you very clearly say, Dustin, that you can bid online for the property. So all someone does, they can see the property, drive by it, but they can also just log into the website, put in the house number, and just put in their bid right there. It's just that easy. And some people actually like the fact that they can go and do this without having to talk to anyone. Some people just like how easy it is.
This sign is an example of a property-specific sign. It's actually got the address on. I think the other two signs didn't necessarily have addresses on them.
That's right.
They were just,
I'll go back.
They were just to generate interest in the fact that, hey, we're having a auction. And to get people to go to the website and check it out.
Because
We could literally have dozens of homes on that site being auctioned off, which leads me to my next question.
Yes.
This is from Naveen down in Gainesville, Florida. She says she has 31 rental properties in the 110K to 180K price range. She's saying the median price is 180. So these houses are priced at median price or less. So they're not luxury homes.
Mm-hmm.
They're middle of the road to below. She says we're just putting them all on the website and on the MLS for sale with owner financing and yard signs. Our objective is to do owner financing for 2 years or less and cash out with most of them in 2 years. Any suggestions? We are asking 7% above cash price. MLS homes are selling slowly here at 96% of list price for cash. How do we deal with tenants in the house? Okay, so to kind of recap, she's got 31 rental units. So a lot of these apparently do have tenants in them. The ones that are vacant, I don't see any reason she couldn't do a down payment option.
Yeah,
I can hear
perfect. Perfect, down payment option.
Yeah, I was going to say, if she's got 31 houses and they're not all occupied, there's no reason she couldn't do a rental auction and or a down payment auction, especially if she's wanting to own and finance them. So put a lease option tenant in there for the next 2 years, work with to help improve their credit and cash them out in 2 years. I think that's a good way to go. Because it sounds like right now she's got them in the MLS with the realtor. She says she's asking 7% above cash price. And I assume that cash price, she probably means retail price. So if she's asking 7% more, that's not too unreasonable. If the market's slow, it may be 3 to 5% above retail price on a lease option property, especially since you're locking them into the price now. To what, you know, they're basically buying it today what it's going to be worth in 2 years, you know what I mean?
Yep.
So I think the down payment option would work very well in her situation.
Well, and on top of that, Dustin, the beautiful thing is she'll have a huge buyer's list, so she can auction off one like a spec home basically, but then have this huge list that then gets first dibs on the next one. Or she can open up, she can do several on a weekend or all of them on a weekend and people can just pick and choose. But that she has a tremendous flexibility there, and I think that's a great project, and the numbers seem just right for this kind of of what's been successful for our experience, too.
Now, she did ask, what about the tenants in the house? Well, I would try to convert some of those tenants to buyers, especially if they like the house and don't really want to move.
Yes.
If she's planning on selling the house, she has to, you know, put the tenants on notice anyway, and the lease should allow for her to show the home. And if she did a round-robin auction, she could have a really short open house on a Saturday and a Sunday that wouldn't be too inconvenient for the tenants. She just want to make sure she had the house well-staffed to watch their stuff, make sure their stuff doesn't get, you know, walked off. And I don't like having the tenants around the house, personally.
No, that's why I think just doing one or two that are vacant as a spec house, if possible, as an example of the other units, if the units are all similar, that may be one way just to do it for one unit, and then she could show the floor plans or what the other units are and just repeat the process. But, yeah, she wants to keep it simple, and I'd be careful about the tenants.
Yep. Okay.
So good. Good stuff.
Now, go ahead. You can pick up here with these flyers.
Yeah, these are great examples of a sample down payment auction flyer where we're talking about, we're offering up the home, no bank qualifying, no credit necessary, making it so easy for someone to buy. All they need to do, in this case, the highest down payment gets it, so they can bid online to get the house. And see, Dustin, you make the property ID very specific, which makes it very easy for someone to get the house and get right to it. So this feature allows someone to do multiple houses, you can run multiple auctions at different times, even different time frames. So it's taking what works with a round robin auction that's offline and then now making it, all the basics are there and making it possible to bid online,
Yep, and I want to make a comment on that flyer, if you can back up real quick. This is the exact same flyer example we used last time. The only difference is it now says bid online now at ownahomeasap.com. That is the only real difference. Other than that, this was a standard round-robin auction flyer. So when you actually combine this with your online auction, you want to make sure it's very, very clear that they can actually bid online too. Okay? That's the only real big difference. All right, Stefan, you go ahead and go to the next slide. Stefan, did you lose your mic?
To move it over into online is just a few changing of the words correctly. And let's look at another online.
Thanks, Stefan.
Yeah.
I think when you change slides, we lost your mic there for a minute.
Yes.
So whatever you're saying, we didn't hear you. If you want to start off from the beginning of the slide.
Sure. The online auction example, we're going to talk about one great other example here, too. So here's one we're doing a no-qualifying rent-to-own. This one was an example from eBay, okay? It was offered for a $310 price of 4-bedroom, 1.5 bathrooms, and this was a median price home, okay? So if we can look really closely here, this was a home that was had been advertised on eBay as a down payment auction. You see how it reads, no qualifying, no credit check, rent to own. And it was run at a 7-day event. There were 15 bids, and it started at about $1,300 down. And this was a house in Maryland. So what I think is amazing about this is just the level of interest that came, and the house did sell successfully. We see a few examples on this slide of where the bids started and where they ended off, okay? And
actually, Stefan, the opening bid got cut off, so I can fit it on the screen here.
Yeah.
What did you say the opening bid was, like $1,300?
Was about $1,300. Yeah, we'll cover that slide in a moment. And here we go. The slide, it basically tripled. It went from $1,300 to $4,100, which is quite a bit, nice chunk down. And you notice in some of the bidders, some of them repeated. And this is the beauty of, you see there's this one bidder who is like EE and the number 4. Let's say this bidder number 4. And their bids went from $3,370 to $3,950. Now, that could be two reasons. One is that they kept manually typing in a higher bid, or they simply told the software, like we can do with the other system we have here, to keep bidding to this highest level. And that's what is great, because it's either you calling this person back, or instead the program just tells the bidding system where to keep going. So I just love how automated it is.
That's called proxy bidding. Proxy bidding is the same thing as automatic bidding, where the system does it for you because you put in your maximum price. So every time somebody outbids you, the software automatically outbids them based on your maximum price. So it'll go slightly above, it'll go the minimum above their bid that it has to. So if the bid increment has to be $100, it'll outbid them by $100 and stop. Then if they outbid you, it'll outbid them by $100 and stop, all the way up to your maximum bid.
What I also like about this, that's a great point, Dustin. I like that this is so recent. You see how active it is in the marketplace. And there was also a little video clip of the house. You can't see it with the slides here, but they did have videos and slides. So they did that right. They did that right. So let's to recap this online example. It started at 1367. There was a video tour online. They could inspect it at the house. It was online for 7 days. And 15 bids, 5 bidders, the final bid at $4,100. And I like those numbers. I mean, there probably could be even more bidders than that, but you do need at least 3 or 4 serious bidders to get the price up on a down payment or price, unless you're extremely lucky.
Can I ask you a few questions, Stefan?
Go ahead.
About this example? I think this was a student of yours.
Correct.
Did he simply put this property on eBay and do no marketing whatsoever, or did he put it on eBay and send his buyers and with his marketing drive people to this eBay listing?
The way I understand it, it's a combined effort. eBay is no substitute for the other stuff. You want to get the local marketplace there, and these two work best when you combine them.
But did he actually do that?
Yes.
Because I was going to say, I figured if he did a good job marketing it, he'd have more than five bidders. Because a lot of people, the big mistake is they'll put their property on eBay and they don't do any marketing. They think, you know, these people are going to, you know, come to eBay because it's eBay and start bidding on the property. I always suggest, as do you, no matter where you're going to auction your property, drive local traffic to it as much as possible. You want the whole world to know you have a house out there that is being auctioned off.
And not just
hope they show up on eBay one day and find it.
Well, and that's what's so amazing is you can actually just only do eBay and screw up and still get a house sold. But to get even more traffic, you definitely need more attention. So this could be a great example of someone who could actually do a lot more offline marketing than they did. But, you know, there was some offline, but certainly you can always ramp up your marketing. It's still an amazing thing to see it happen without more marketing, but,
yep.
You know.
That's the beauty of these auctions. You can screw them up and still do good and learn from your mistakes and do it over and over and over and over again because we're investors. We have plenty of inventory. Most homeowners, when they do this, if they screw it up once, they only really have one shot until they get ready to sell another house one day. We get to keep tweaking our efforts and keep making ourselves better and better and better.
And, you know, honestly, you know, if all you did was just put a home online with the correct marketing and had bidding online, you probably still could get it sold compared to just if you had a sign in front of the house, you could just probably get it sold. But we're talking about combining the synergy and getting the best of these examples and doing the best practices of what works across the board. We want to get some signs out. We want to get the flyers. We want to get the ads. We want to get it online. And we want to work with our existing list of buyers. If we have all those pieces in place, we're very much guaranteed a really successful auction, and the online can really multiply your results. So that's what's really exciting about this. So, again, what went right about this example is the low starting bid, the great traffic that went to the house, a clear description, had good visuals, and, you know, this is a great first eBay auction. This was the student's first eBay auction, which was I was thrilled about, and that just tells you what this is capable of.
Exactly.
And I won't even say eBay is necessarily the best place to auction off your property online. There are other systems and even more investor-friendly systems that Dustin and I are going to talk about. But this just gives you an example of what's possible out there, and this is real life. That's me. Okay, so more online auction tips and secrets. Okay, we talked about you want to have best pictures. Dustin talked about having the video clips. That's so important nowadays. Offer irresistible, reasonable terms. Figure out, if you're going to make a down payment auction, absolutely make sure your monthly payment and the price you're going to sell it at are appealing to the market. So otherwise, people might not bid. You don't know why, and that's a really big concern. Look at other successful online auctions. Consider those comparables. When you see in an MLS, what is my house worth, you look at what's been sold. You can look online, research other sold auctions, and you'll see what works and what didn't. That's good market feedback. Or compare it to your own. It does involve intense marketing on and offline. But, guys, you see the results. To get a home sold in a week and get $4,100 more than what you had 7 days ago, really can't put a price on that. And that's just still someone just beginning to learn how to do this. The key is to learn the basics, master the foundation, and on top of that, add the online features that Dustin talks about, his online auction system, to get the explosive results. It's both, not one or the other. So any more questions for the listener, Dustin?
I do. I've got a really good one. And by the way, if you haven't sent in your questions yet, this is the time to do it. We only have time to take a few more, and I do have a couple. So if you want to send in some last-minute questions, please do so now. This question is from Patrick. He didn't say where he's calling in from, but he said he's brand new to real estate. My brother and I are learning to do short sales from a friend who has had much success. He works with real estate agents and other contacts to quick sell his properties well below market value. Question, is the auction working in the slow market, meaning are there enough buyers, and how do you use auction to quick sell a short sale home? Thanks, Patrick.
Ooh, okay. Well, I like that question. I think that's really thinking ahead. If it were me and I had a package of short sales, I would obviously want to get the price as low as possible from the bank and then flip it, you know, even as a wholesale flip, as a price auction to an investor or I could wholesale it. In other words, I could sell it retail to a discount to a buyer. But a price auction is great for wholesale properties. In fact, auctions and short sales are like a match made in heaven, because when you do a short sale at the bank tells you, look, we're going to accept this low price for our mortgage. We're going to discount our mortgage, but we need the cash, and we need the cash from you in 20 days, in 30 days. So that is the accelerated time frame that you can actually resell your house using an auction without having to come up with the money to close on it. Now, that's the ideal scenario, and I love how auctions can help save you all the closing costs and money costs of getting all the money together to, you know, pay off the short sale so you can resell it.
Yeah, because many foreclosure gurus teach or promote the round robin auction and auctioneer auctions as a way to quickly get these short sale properties sold. Because once you get the bank to agree to your price, you have to pay them off usually within 30 days. And if you don't have the money, you better find a buyer who does.
Yeah,
And once you do, and that's why the auction is ideal, because you can quickly find that buyer. They can put the house under contract, and once they've got that, you've got that contract, you can negotiate with the bank to give them time to close, especially in this market. Now, one of your comments was, are there enough buyers out there? Well, there are plenty of buyers out there, but not all of them can get qualified right now. That is the truth. And that is why we're suggesting doing these down payment auctions, so that you can get them into the house for reasonable down payment and allow them to clean up their credit or get seasoned, so that when they are ready to get loan, they can.
Let's add to that, Dustin. If someone has, let's just say someone's concerned, maybe they've done a short sale on a property, and we just try to do a down payment auction, get a buyer on that who wants the house on a down payment basis. That may be a good time. Maybe someone wants to refinance, put the loan in their name or an investor's name, or just get a short-term temporary loan on the property that can support itself while the buyer gets qualified. You can often sell the property for much more. So you're right. As a short sale, we want to flip it for cash as quickly as possible, or we could put some new financing on it and do it as a down payment auction. But that's not an approach you can do it with a lot of properties. But just know that route is available to you if you have a lot of equity.
Yep, because once you've negotiated that short sale, somebody has to pay it off, either you, a private money lender, a hard money lender, or a new buyer.
And if you bought it as cheap, if it's a really good short sale, you got it super below market, there are very likely to be lenders who will loan you 65%, 70% LTV, very low loan-to-value loans, which are super safe, to get you good payments or a good term or just a loan to keep the property while you resell it. So, great question. I think we have time for one or two more, Dustin.
I've got one here. This is from Naveen again.
Okay.
Now, she says, we have a beautiful this is the one who had the 31 properties down in Gainesville, Florida.
Yes.
She said, we have a beautiful model vacant home that we plan to show people how a fix-up rental can look like if they want to buy it with owner financing. So I think she's saying what you were talking about earlier.
Like a spec house. Mm-hmm.
Like a spec house. It sounds like she has a vacant one that she can show folks how it kind of looks, even though her other houses have tenants in them. So she's basically echoing back what you just said.
I think that's a great idea. And part of the process of doing the auction, the system that I use and teach and that Dustin uses, et cetera, we have full disclosure. So as part of the package that we show the buyer looking at the house who wants to make a bid, we explain what the auction's about. So as long as it's very clearly disclosed, this is a sample house to demonstrate how our program would work, because the other house is occupied, but if you're interested, we can show it to you. You can do a sample. You can do a test market on this house, and that's a great way to do it without disrupting, you know, the rest of the world.
Yeah, my comment is to put the actual house that you're auctioning online, you know, a picture of it from the exterior, some different shots, and possibly get the tenant to clean up the place and do a walkthrough, video walkthrough, and put that on the website and let them bid that way. So they've never technically seen the house, the inside yet, but they've seen the videos, they've seen the your pictures, and if they win the bid, such as down payment auction, before you take their money, you're probably going to make arrangements for them to see the inside of the house.
Yep.
And you can usually do that on a weekend or sometime when the tenants will make an appointment with you to do so. That way you don't have, you know, hundreds of people going through the house. And I think that's going to be the way to do it.
That was a good question.
All right.
I think we have time for one more.
Let's see. Okay, this looks like the last question that we're going to be able to do. This is from Steve Bannis. I believe he's down in Charleston, South Carolina.
Okay.
Is there not a state law that regulates who conducts auctions? Is a license required for auctions? I think that's definitely a yes or, yes and no answer. I'll let you take that one, Ron.
Sure. If we are, well, let's think of eBay. If I own something of my own, I'm allowed to sell it creatively, what have you, as long as it's done, you know, with correct disclosures and so forth. So the short answer is, if it's a house I own, I'm allowed to offer it up where people write down bids and the highest bidder gets it. It's almost like people writing offers to buy my house. I'm taking multiple offers and going with the best one. Now, if I'm selling someone else's house for them, and or if I'm collecting cash deposits on behalf of somebody else, you know, we're going into licensure territory. So, I mean, the blanket statement would be to check with your own state attorney or laws. But in general, if it's a house that you own and you're accepting offers on it, you know, that's just like an accelerated sale of any other type where you're just putting a house up on the MLS and accepting offers. So just make sure you have an ownership interest in it, and you you know, you're not collecting money up front. You don't want to cross the lines of what a real estate agent or auctioneer would be doing.
Right, and that's the analogy I want to use. If I'm trying to help someone sell a house and I don't own it and I don't have any interest in it, I need to have a license, need to be a realtor in order to do that. Same thing if you're trying to do an auction. If you don't own the house and don't have an interest in it, you really don't have any business auctioning it off because you're not a licensed auctioneer. So if you own it or have an interest in it, meaning you have it under contract or have an option on it, then you're able to do an auction without a license. Now, one of the reasons we were mentioning trying to avoid using the word auction is to not attract too much attention from auctioneers who are going to come and say, hey, you can't be doing that. When we know we really can. We just don't want the negative attention from them. So we say highest reasonable down payment. We try to avoid using the word bidder or auction, even though that's what it is. We just do it to kind of be politically correct and avoid, you know, taking the auctioneers off.
And also to let the public and the buyers know that what we're doing is actually different. We're using auctioning principles, a classic auctioneer principles, but we're doing it in such a different way that it is better if we use a different word to let them understand we're doing something different. And, you know, it may vary from state to state, quite honestly. If you don't own a house, I have heard some controversy. If I tie up someone else's house as an option and I try selling it, you know, I've heard some gray areas from state to state. So that might be something to check. In the worst case, if that is the case, I would find a good auctioneer or a real estate agent that I could cooperate with. I ended up befriending the chief auctioneer in Arizona, just because of, you know, my circle of influence, and we collaborated on stuff together. So, you know, there's enough there for everybody that the laws really aren't designed or need to get in the way of making good profits. And more than anything else, just get the deed, own the house, or take control of the house. And you get the best chance anyway.
If you own the house, I don't think there's any gray area, but if you just have it under an option or under contract, don't actually own it yet, you do have an interest in it. In most states, there's no problem.
Yeah.
So always check, you know, check your area, check your with your real estate attorney if there's any doubt in your mind.
Yes. Good. Okay.
Okay, that was the last question.
Well, Dustin asked me to put this together for you. The really key, why do we make all this, what is it about all this that works? Is that we have a system. A system is a way, a cookie cutter. You roll the dough, you put the cookies in the cookie cutter, and boom, in the oven, out pop the cookies. So here we go with a system. It really is what makes this as easy as it sounds is a system. And what I've been able to do over the years is put together a system that does all the work for you. it puts an end to these vacant houses that can eat you alive. How to get all the cash for more than you would want to sell if you sold a house conventionally. This is the kind of system that has been able to do this for us. In the system, we also discussed a 5-point subsystem to add sex appeal to make buyers beg for more. We talked about how to stage a property, and that is so crucial in making an auction successful. These are all the basics that you need to have in place to make any auction, whether it's online or offline, successful. How to get other businesses and professionals to promote your auction for free. This is a really key way how to get the free publicity. The Internet's one great way of free publicity, but you have thousands of dollars of free publicity around your community. Let your community do your auctioning, your round robin for you, and bring the market to your door. When to use an auctioneer? Yes, go ahead.
Also, I want to add something to that bullet real quick. You know, probably my number one source of buyers when I do an auction, who it is, would you guess that it was realtors?
Isn't that amazing?
If you develop a list of realtor friends of yours, a realtor in your local area, the ones that farm the same areas that you farm, they will bring you buyers because they're trying to sell houses too right now, and they don't care which house they sell as long as they're getting paid. And that's why we pointed out during our last call, agents protected, agents welcome. Because you want them to bring you buyers. And guess who pays their commission? Their buyer.
Yep. That's beautiful. So that's the key. That's the key. You can get your dream team to build and do your auction for you. So isn't that thing about the systems? The agent's just another system. There's times you want to use an auctioneer and times you shouldn't. There's also hidden profit centers. You know, in the auction, there are ways to multiply your cash in-house, ways you can even make more money not even auctioning the house itself. So we talk about how you can use these hidden profit centers, extract this cash from your house, from your sale, and multiply the results of your auction and double the bidding frenzy on top of that. A system to avoid the common auction flops. We talked about mistakes. Now, I've heard some people tell me, well, I tried a round robin and it doesn't work. Well, you know, I took them through the troubleshooting system, and it was one of the elements of that, and they didn't know what they were missing. So just because someone tried it once and they weren't properly trained does not mean it doesn't work. In fact, it means it's going to work even better for you because you have all the right ingredients. So the system that does all the work for you, you just plug it into your business and watch your properties turn to cash in a flash. And isn't that what we want in this market? We want every possible advantage we have to our disposal to make sure any house we get our hands on is going to move. And that you can't even put a price on. What does the home study system include? Well, Dustin asked me to put together a really special package for everybody. The home study guide has everything you need, all the forms. You just plug in the forms disk. It has step-by-step CDs that you walk you through it all, step-by-step, walk you through the all process of auctioning. On top of that, the auction system normally sells for $14.95, but we have a special coupon code. Dustin wanted me to make a very special offer for people who can make a decision and act quickly. On top of that, here's the deal, guys. I mean, there's one thing just to get a forms disc and a manual with all the forms in it, but there's something else just to have some DVDs you can walk through. We talked about the value of walking through a house online with the video, and buyers just want to bid and want the house after that. This is 6 bonus DVDs of a live auction boot camp where I walk you through very special real-life class with an auctioneer who sold 5,000 properties, a success panel. These guys and gals sold millions of dollars worth of properties. I even co-taught this with a pre-foreclosure guru, some of you guys might know of, who's very successful, and we had a blast doing this. You can watch this from the comfort of your own home or hand it to your staff, and this will do the training for them. And this is valued at $1,000. This is what people paid before, not including airfare, room, and board to attend this event. I also included some bonuses here, which are crucial. Secrets of an auctioneer who sold 5,000 properties. An Australian auctioneer, this guy in Australia, auctions dominate, and he explains why and how they're going to take over the U.S. and what you could do to stay ahead of the curve. I also interviewed some star students. You want to hear about what the elements were in place, how did they make $90,000 cash in their first auction. CD6, avoid making these dumb mistakes that cost my students thousands. We don't actually just show you what works. We actually break down what doesn't work so you don't have to make these same mistakes. Because if you make these mistakes, that could take thousands of dollars, not to mention the holding costs and the humiliation and the embarrassment. This, we actually honestly, brutally broke down what didn't work and fixed it. And that all is valued at $1,000. So So on top of this, we have a bonus manual. What we do is we took 10 real-life auctions from all over the U.S., myself, my successful students, Mr. Pre-Foreclosure, some other gurus. I think we even have an example from you, Dustin. And basically, these are all the signs, flyers, and ads from these 10 auctions that made them successful. So all you do is you take the flyers and plug them right into your example. It includes a starter home auction, how we sold a home for full value, never even auctioned off the price, to a buyer who got a new mortgage, a down payment auction, cash auctions, high-end and low-end properties. We cover all the bases for you. And this bonus is also valued at $1,000. So we have 3,000 in total bonuses, but what we're trying to do for you today, for those people who are ready to go ahead, we're actually going to throw in a six-month email support certificate for round robin auctions, and this is valued at $1,500. Now, Dustin and I are extremely, extremely busy, but we wanted to make those for a limited time, for a limited number of people who really want to improve their real estate life forever, to really jump on board with this. So for this, Dustin and I are offering a bonus quick start coaching call for all of the people who've purchased the auction course through this special promotion, and we're going to host this call in September, 30 minutes. We're going to answer all your questions, get you quick started, get you on the road to whatever auction problems you have, and get you some strategies to get you going. So our challenge is to have you just listen to the audios, watch the videos, put the forms to use. If you really don't believe it's the best, most comprehensive ultimate auction system out there, we'll gladly refund your money. But, guys, we have a lot of thrilled people out there who are using this system and are getting phenomenal results, including our students who make $9,000 in cash. And you'll be thrilled to hear about how they do what they're doing. So, Dustin, tell us about this additional bonus.
Well, this is for our auction upgrade. It normally sells, this is what we've been talking about throughout the call. If you want to actually do round-robin auctions on your super smart website, we do have an auction upgrade. It's been around for at least 4 years, maybe even longer. And it's, we've been selling for years for $1,995. But for people that are listening to this call, and they have to be on this call to hear it, we're going to give them a special coupon code where they can not only take money off of the purchase price of your product, but the purchase price of mine as well. So if they purchase your product along with our auction upgrade, I'm giving them an additional $1,000 off.
So in other words, keep going.
Well, this, I was going to tell you, the screen's jumping around here. Is that you doing that?
I'm going to give you the mouse, Dustin.
Okay.
You should now have control.
Okay, you were jumping around there, and I'm not sure where we exactly left off. Let's see here.
Okay,
yeah,
so keep going to the bonus.
Yeah, so we're taking $1,000 off the auction upgrade, where you can auction off your properties right on your website, and also throwing in a two-day live training event where you can come to our office. We'll actually show you how to use it. We'll not only show you how to use the auction website, the auction upgrade, but your super smart websites as well. So there's the discount we're giving for Stefan's product plus the $1,000 off our product if you buy them all at once.
So if we look at the total value, we're looking at $5,495 in value, but we're taking off all these free bonuses. It's 4,000 free bonuses, and we're also including a $600 discount. So that gives you two different choices for people who really want to take action today. For the ultimate auction system only, it'll be $895 for anyone who places an order by September 1st. And this way you save $600, plus you get all the bonuses, all the ultimate auction bonuses. Or if you want to get both, you can get the ultimate auction system and the super smart auction upgrade and the two-day live training. Total cost for both is $1,890 for all the orders by September 1st, 2008. And this way you save $2,000. So you have those two great choices. And I want to throw also and include an extra special bonus for the first 11 callers. This best-selling author, Dolph DeRusso, and I, you might have heard about him. He used to work with Robert Kiyosaki. He wrote Rich Dad, Poor Dad, buys and sells real estate around the planet. We co-authored this very special book about the future of auctions, and we mentioned eBay and the Internet and the future of the auction revolution. And, guys, this is the wave of the future. We show the statistics. We've showed you live auction examples of stuff that works. And there's the thing, there's this saying that Dolph says that I really admire him for. He said, And he quotes, "There are those who make things happen, those who watch things happen, and then those who wondered what happened. We want you to be a part of the people who make things happen in your life financially, and let everyone else wonder what happens. Let everyone else follow in your footsteps. Just do it." We said, just ride the wave of the future. Get cash in your bank, and you can thank us later. This has been a real thrill to share this information at. So why don't we take it from here, Dustin?
Okay, yes, just a reminder, but this is the best time to buy real estate. So don't kick yourself 2 years from now and say, you know, why didn't I buy when the market was down? It's the best time to buy. Now, regarding ordering Stefan's system, you can order online at supersmartwebprofits.com. That's supersmartwebprofits.com. And click the Order Now button right under the picture of Stefan on the upper left-hand side of our homepage. So if you go to supersmartwebprofits.com, you'll see a picture of Stefan right at the top of the very top of the page. Just click the Order Now link, and you can order those two packages we just mentioned a few minutes ago. Now, here's the coupon code you're going to need. And that's why I said only people who listen to this call get this code and save this money. And that's why we encourage everybody to be on this call. The coupon code is AUCTIONPOWERS. AUCTIONPOWERS, all one word. And when you get ready to check out, type that into the coupon code box, and it will take $600 off of the price that you see displayed there on the website. I've already taken $1,000 off when you buy the package or the auction upgrade as well. So that will come off automatically, and the $600 will come off once you put in the coupon code. Go ahead, Stefan.
Yeah, it's a really irresistible package, Dustin. And the key is, guys, we really want you to succeed. These are the tools, the basic steps, the foundation you need to have under your belt, because auctions are the wave of the future. We can't avoid it. This is the wave of the future. Let's just ride it. Let's enjoy it. Let's share the success together. And this is what we feel thrilled to share with you today. I mean, I'm really privileged to be able to speak to such a great group of people.
And hopefully you know how serious we are about this. This is our third call, our third auction call of the three-part series. So we're really, really serious about helping you get your houses sold, because we want you to buy houses. And everybody's big fear right now is, hey, I can go buy houses really cheap. That's true, but can I get rid of them? Well, that's why we did this three-part series, to show you that, yes, you can get rid of these houses, and you can do so quickly using the round-robin auction method. Now, don't forget, when you order online at SuperSmart Web Profits, to put in that coupon code AUCTIONPOWERS. And this coupon expires automatically on September 1st, 2008, which is just a few short days away. I believe that's Monday, which is, Labor Day?
Yeah.
So enjoy your long weekend, and please sign up now before that coupon expires. All right. As you know, online auctions for real estate are the future, and this is your key to riches. This is going to help you get these houses sold quickly, so don't hesitate. Get signed up now. If you need any additional information, as if these three calls weren't enough for you, go to supersmartwebprofits.com/Stefan-Cassian for more information. And I believe there's a link right under the picture, his picture on the homepage, where you can get to this page as well. You can also call Mike at 678-957-0220, extension 2. That's 678-957-0220, extension 2. And Mike can help you out as well. So order the system, listen to the system, collect your bids, collect your check, and repeat. It's really that easy. And I heard Stefan mention Rich Dad, Poor Dad a few minutes ago, and I like to talk about The E-Myth Revisited. Both those books talk about building your business as if it were a franchise, as if it were a system, so that you can duplicate it over and over and over and over again. And that's what an auction is. So you go out there and you do an auction, you screw it up the first time. So what? Fix what you screwed up and do it over and over and over again. And every time you're going to get better and better and better at what you're doing, and you're going to get it down to a system, literally. And you just plug it in. Plug in the pieces and do it over and over and over again, and get those checks and get those houses sold or occupied quickly. And Stefan and I are going to be here for you. His special offer came with 6 months of e-support, email support, and we're also going to be doing that call next month with everybody. I heard you say 30 minutes. It may take a little longer than 30 minutes. I don't think we've done a 30-minute call yet, Stefan. In fact, this call and our last call went an hour and a half.
Wow.
So we'll take a whole hour if we need to.
That's a good idea, Dustin. Yeah,
we want to get everybody who signs up set. We want to give you time to get the system in your hands and start using it, and then join us next month and get all your questions answered as you start doing these for the first time. Savannah, do you have anything you want to add there?
I think we covered it, guys. I mean, this is the wave of the future. This stuff works. We've given you examples after examples. eBay, all the stats are all telling you that this is the way to riches for you to get your properties sold and occupied, and you can't be a serious real estate investor. You can't survive without this tool in your tool belt. So, again, thanks, guys. It's been a real pleasure. I was thrilled to share what I've been able to learn, and I hope it was a benefit to you. So
it was definitely a benefit. Definitely a benefit. We've got a lot of praise for these calls via our e-support system. So people are really, really enjoying it. Stefan, we really appreciate you being here. I do want to make a few quick announcements before we close. The Super Smart Power Hour is coming up on August the 2nd at 8 o'clock. It's going to be with Adam Sloan from Pat Live. He's going to talk about using Pat Live to get your phones answered so that you don't have to. That'll be, again, on Tuesday, August the 2nd. Also, our next one-hour home buyer call is coming up on September the 9th. That's going to be with my good friend and customer and short sale expert, Sean McCloskey. We're going to talk all about short sales and foreclosures so that you can buy them quickly and sell them fast using the round robin auction. So you don't want to miss that one. So go ahead and register now. Go to onehourhomebuyers.biz or supersmartwebprofits to get signed up for that call. And we'll be sending emails around as well. A few more special announcements. We've got our next Super Smart High Tech Home Buying and Selling Boot Camp coming up on September 22nd and 23rd. So if you do get Stefan's system and you take advantage of that auction upgrade for $1,000 off, you'll get the two-day training event included. And this is the next date, September 22nd and the 23rd. And you can register right on our website, Super Smart Web Profits. The next 2 days is the one-hour home buyer introductory buying and selling training. That's on the September the 24th through the 25th. That event is $9.95 if you want to come to it individually. There's actually three events here back-to-back. The next one is the one-hour home buyer advanced training event, which is on September 26th and 28th through the 28th. That's 3 days. So if you want to come to all 7 days, we've got a really special price for you. And it is $2,485 for all 7 days. It's going to be at our office in Atlanta, and we're limiting the attendees to 30 people because we do this in-house. You're going to come to our house and see how we do things.
What's the offer for the students who buy the auction package and the online training?
That's a good question. So what you're asking me is, can they come to the 7 days and get your system and get the auction upgrade for an additional discount? Yeah, why not? I tell you what, I don't have that on my slides, and it's not on that link. But if you wanted to get Stefan's package, get the auction upgrade, and come to all 7 days, see where it says $2,485, I'll take an additional $500 off.
Wow.
So this 7-day event will be about $2,000. How's that? Is that a good offer?
That's a great offer. It's almost like they're getting it for free. It's like they're getting the auction course for free.
Pretty much. So that is not on the website since we just made that up. But Mike can get you taken care of, and we can update that payment link on the website and enable you to buy all three items, the home study course, the auction upgrade, and the 7-day training event. And you can register online at supersmartwebprofits.com/events.cfm or give Mike a call at 678-957-0220 extension 2. And he can get you signed up for that event. That advanced event I mentioned is the first time we've ever had it. We've had several super smart events and several one-hour home buyer introductory events, but this will be our first advanced event and is our first 7-day event too. So it's going to be quite an experience. The reason we're doing 7 days back-to-back is so that you don't have to keep flying back and forth to Atlanta every time we have an event. You can come and get all three of them all at once and not have to take your time off and get a hotel and airfare each time you want to come see us. So we're doing this special 7-day event, and it may not be repeated. We're going to try this once and see how it goes, and we may or may not repeat it. So we'll see. And check out our events calendar at supersmartwebproperties.com or 1hourhomebuyers.biz for our additional upcoming training events and our teleseminars. All right. And that's all I have. Stefan, you got any closing comments?
Thanks a lot, guys. Again, it was a real pleasure, and I wish everyone happy auctioning and prosperous real estate.
And I want to personally thank Stefan for being here and doing these three calls with us. And Stefan has graciously agreed to come back and talk to us again in the near future, so we'll be looking forward to that. I also want to thank Mike for helping out with the PowerPoint presentation tonight and taking all your questions. So thank you, everyone. Good night, and God bless.